Hubhopper Originals.
To start your podcast for free, log on to studio.hubhopper.com.
Hello, so with whom am I in conversation today? Any guesses? He's a bona fide singer, a magnanimous and a humongous viral sensation, chivalrous man and a true lover. None other than Arjun Kanungo. Hi Arjun, welcome to How's the Joe Season 2. What's up and how are you doing?
How are you doing, bro? All good?
That's wonderful. So Arjun, let me tell you, we have lots more to chat about. Like about your new release, Vaada Hai, about your love interest. Like that's going to be secret and that's going to be the big elephant in the room that we'll discuss at the end. But most importantly, predominantly about your music journey, about Vaada Hai. And I'm super excited for this.
Alright man, let's do it.
Sure. And firstly, a very big congratulations to you on your new release, Vaada Hai, which has crossed more than 2 crore plus views on YouTube and done exuberantly well on all other platforms. So it's like a big congratulations to you.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. So Arjun, let me know, what was in your mind when you composed and sung Vaada Hai? It's definitely a very beautiful song.
Yeah, man. So I think that Vaada Hai, the melody, I made the melody first, obviously, and then Manoj Muntashir, who is the lyricist of the song, and one of my dear friends who in the music industry, he wrote the lyrics. And the entire song was kind of the central idea of the song is the hook line, which is Tere agar na ho sake, kisi aur ke na honge Vaada Hai. So we thought that was a very strong thought and a very strong message. So we kind of wrote the rest of the song around it. And we really feel like this is one of those, you know, evergreen kind of lyrics, which kind of, it doesn't matter how much time passes by, it will always be relatable. And so that was the whole goal with making a song. I make music that can last, survive the test of time. So my goal with this also was similar. And it was personal to me as well, because I wrote this music video around my love life with Carla. The entire story in the music video is my story with Carla. So Carla is my fiance who I just proposed to recently. So yeah, it was, that's it. That's, I think that was the story of the song, and it just kind of happened quickly. And Shehnaz came into the pictures, you know, after the song was made, and it just kind of fell into place.
Wonderful, wonderful. I really loved the entire journey and the way you just put it across. And also, like, Arjun, I've noticed one thing about you, or I've heard one thing about you, that till the age of 18, you had no connection with the music. So how did music fell in, and how did this entire story popped up? So could you please tell us more about your music journey?
After my high school, which is 12th standard, I had no idea what I was doing with my life. I was figuring out what the next steps were, and you know, I was looking at colleges abroad. I was looking at, you know, career options, and I kind of just happened to come across music from some, you know, with some kids who were doing music at that time, and I immediately fell in love with music. And despite of having no knowledge technically in music, I realized that I have a deep connection with this, and it was almost an instant connection. Also, it made me very happy to see children my age. We were 17 years old. I would call us children, who were so deeply passionate about what they were doing. And I really felt like that's what I wanted with my life. I didn't want to do just something like engineering kar liya, job kar liya, and next thing you know, you're 45. I wanted to do something that I was passionate about. And I felt like music could be that one thing. So I pursued it. I came back. I was not in Bombay at that time. I was in New York, and I came back and I pursued music, and it eventually became like the one thing that I couldn't live without. And that's when I knew that I had found the career path that I wanted to pursue. And by the time I was 18 years old, I had already, you know, started a recording studio, and I was studying music, and my classical training had started, and I was composing music for television and, you know, advertising and stuff. So it just kind of, from there, it just took off. And because I was so passionate about it, I think that came across to everybody I was working with. Everybody was like, you know, okay, this kid really cares about what he's doing. So they were rooting for me, and they were giving me opportunities wherever they can. You know, because an 18-year-old kid who's chasing music without any background, I made a lot of supporters. And yeah. I was really, really lucky. I was really lucky at that time to meet so many people who were like, yaar, bachcha hai, usko kaam karna hai, kaam dete hai usko. So they gave me whatever opportunities, small opportunities, and I took them. I think I was motivated enough to take each and every opportunity. So in the morning, I was going to college. Yeah, and I in the morning I was going to college, 7 to whatever, 1 o'clock I was in college. Then from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 1 o'clock in the night, I was in my recording studio. And I did that every day for 3 years.
Oh, God.
And then I graduated. It didn't feel like it. It actually felt great because, you know, all my friends were also supportive. They, after college, they would come to my recording studio. They would hang out. At that age, it's unusual for a kid to have his own space. So a lot of the other kids were like, you know, let's go hang out at Arjun Studio, yaar. You know, koi bother nahi karega wahan par hum logo. And then, you know, hanging out with them, making music around them. And it became like a pastime for everybody. And that's what made it very enjoyable. So it didn't feel like work.
True, true. And like, you know, many a times you have this notion ki if you want to be something, make sure that, you know, right from like the age of 3 or 4, you're determined towards it. But I think it's not like that. Like, age is not the barrier. Like, you realize at the age of 18 and 19 that you would do great in music.
Man, I'll tell you something. I am 30 now. And I feel like even if I started music today, I would pursue it with the same kind of passion. And I would pursue it with the same kind of motivation that I had at that time. I think 30 is the new 20. Yeah, you can... You can start a career at 30 and be very successful at it. 30 is young. And 17 is like baby. I wouldn't even say like if I could tell kids who are... Yeah, 17, you're just starting your life. You shouldn't be stressing about careers. And you should be trying to learn. As my advice to every single kid that age is that at that age, make sure you learn as much as you can and you become a person of value to society.
Very true.
It's very... Yeah, it's very easy to say that, yeah, I want to be an engineer. I want to be, because those are easy paths and there's nothing wrong with that. You can definitely become an engineer, become a doctor. Those are very honorable professions. But if that's not what you want to do in life, you'll never be good at it. Because that we are human beings. We like to do things passionately. And if we don't do it passionately, the result is never the same. We're not robots, you know?
Right.
So and that's the advice I would give. Yeah,
the pamphlets which are going around, like, you know, decide at the age of 3 and 4. I think, as you said, 30 is the new 20. Just try to be a person of values and then later on you'll figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And also, Arjun, recently I was in conversation with Shruti Hassan for her new release, Edge. And that time she told me that, you know, Omkar, when you go through a turmoil, that makes you as a person. And that is somewhere the mother, or that is somewhere the push for you to create something new. Do you agree with that?
To a certain extent, I think that, to be honest, I've had a great life in terms of there was no turmoil. I had my parents got divorced when I was I was 2 years old, and I never really knew my dad very well. But that was the only real turmoil that I had in life as a kid. I was not connected to my dad, and I felt like that had a psychological effect on me. You know, like when I was growing up, I was angry. I was a little upset with that. Of course, any kid would be. But other than that, I think I had a great life. So I agree with Shruti in terms of like, yeah, it shapes you as a human being. But to create art is actually the opposite. You have to find the beauty in life. It's not, you're not looking for turmoil. You're not looking for pain. Some artists do like to do that. I know that. But in my mind, I think that if you can find beauty in everything, you have found art, because that's what art is. Art is about chasing perfection in the simplest of ideas. And that is everywhere in life, from, you know, your bedroom to wherever you travel in the world, you can find something to appreciate and something that makes people connect with that through a song, through a painting, through movies. I mean, I think the most beautiful movies are the ones that have the simplest stories. Some of them are.
Yeah.
So I don't think that turmoil is the only instigator to make art. It could be one of them, but I think there's more to art than that. I think there's more to art than just finding pain and finding a reason to manifest that pain into something artistic. I think there's much more in life than that.
Right. I completely resonate with you. I think I've got a new perspective, as you told me about the entire story and how do you look at this perspective of music. So one question really urges in my mind that, you know, what are you in it for? Definitely everybody is in it for a particular reason. So if I ask you, it's a very genuine and a frank question. So many a times the numbers, maybe the views or the paycheck that attracts a particular artist to be in that particular profession. So for someone, it is a fame, the fame that you get, Viral Bhayani and Pink Villa and XYZ. But if I ask you, Arjun, what are you in it for? It's a very complex and a mainstream question I would ask.
That's a very difficult question, Omkar, because my goals keep changing every month. I think that I definitely think that the one thing I hold sacred in this entire this experience is that I want to make sure that whatever I put out, whether it's like a small cover to a big song or a film song, I want to do my best, and I want to make it as close to perfect that I can. In, you know, how whatever I could do, I want to do it the best I can. So that's definitely a central kind of, you know, motivating factor. The other things I would say is that I want to see how far I can take my voice, how far I can take myself as an actor, how far I can take my body, my mind in terms of composition. I think that is the true struggle for an artist. It's to explore what we can become. You know, every artist has like a sense of, you know, a longing for evolution, personal evolution.
True.
But evolution nonetheless. And that longing is what drives us. It drives us into, it also, I come back to my first point, which is why, this is the reason why I want to make everything perfect, because it's through this perfection that we kind of achieve that feeling of evolution and that feeling of personal evolution. So I feel like that's definitely one of the main motivators for me.
To sort of put everything in place and sort of make it look perfect.
Not make it look for, it has to feel perfect. It's actually every song is never perfect. It's just that the artist knows when it feels perfect. It's not about like the right notes. It's not about the technical aspect of it. It's not about, you know, how much we spent on a music video or who was starring in it or how many numbers it got. I think the perfection in a song comes from when the artist feels like, okay, you know what? I feel something for this song. This song is making me feel something. Right. The people that I make, listen to this song, they feel like, you know, I feel something from this. It's the feeling that you can transmute between two people and make them connect to something that is actually like sound doesn't really exist. It's just a recording of, you know, like, of like vibrations in space. It's the most amazing thing. If there's one thing that is truly magical that's left in the world, it is music. There's no explanation for it. There's no explanation of why we all understand it, you know. Right. But it's that one thing that across cultures, across the world, right, we connect with, and nobody can understand why. Why is it that all human beings connect to music? So it's really the one of the last few things left in the world that are truly mysterious. And that is where the power of music comes from, the fact that you can connect with another human being through this music, you know?
Right. As you said, like, you know, there's the permutation and combination that happens with the space and the vibration, and that's what creates the magic in the entire universe, I would say.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something, true, true. So Arjun, like, there's so much of attention on you, and does that sort of build the pressure while you're releasing your new song, or maybe you're doing some new project? Like, do you have that baggage of, oh, there's so much of attention on me, I need to be perfect, or I need to raise the bar high? Last time it was 10, I need to make it 12, or maybe 10.5. Like, do you have that sort of a pressure on you while you work?
In all honesty, if you had asked me this last year, I would say, bro, I have no pressures in life. I'm just doing what I like to do. But that's unfortunately no longer true. You know, because while we do love the artistic side of music, there is also this business side that, you know, suddenly seems to take over our life. And right, there are several people involved, like music labels, and there are basically people who facilitate musicians to make this a business, right?
Right.
And without them, this doesn't function, because they kind of promote our music, and they have certain, the business of music itself is a business. It needs to have profits. It needs to have bottom lines. It needs to have growth and all these things that are not artistic. They're not from the art world. They're from the business world. So music is basically, they call it the music business for a reason, right? It's an amalgamation of music and business. So, so after a point, when you get to where I've gotten in my career, where, you know, people are looking up to you and people are relying on you and people are trusting you with money and investments and all these things, then of course you have to think about it. You have to think about the numbers. You have to think about, this is the truth of the matter, that you have to, people are relying on you. And if you want to be in this business, and you want to be in the spotlight and in the center of the music industry, then you have to kind of work with them and you have to realize their value as well. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But I will tell you that, of course, there's pressure. There's pressure with every song. But obviously, like, that is not the main thing. Like, I feel like it's there, hai, lekin it's not like so bad that hum music nahi kar sakte and it's taken over our primary motivations to make music. Right. Just to make
so that doesn't, you don't let that pressure hamper your art and craft, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. We come down to a very simple layman term. We just let not hamper our art and craft.
Yeah.
True.
Exactly.
True. And Arjun, like, talking about the elephant in the room, like, the nation wants to know, 1.3 billion people wants to know that you got engaged with Carla Dennis. How's that experience been? How has your relationship been with Carla?
So I've been dating Carla for a few years now, and we have talked about age and, you know, having a family and all those things. But I don't think that I always felt throughout my childhood, throughout my teenage years, my 20s, I always felt like, nahin yaar, mere liye, mujhe shaadi nahin karni hai kisi ke saath. So, matlab, it's fine to have relationships and it's, you know, I don't want to get married. I don't believe in marriage. But I think that changed after I met Carla, and I feel like now I'm finally ready to, like, settle down, you know, have a family, those kind of things. So I think that it was the right time to propose. It was the right time to, for me, it was the right time. For her, it was the right time. And I'm just happy that it happened when it happened, because, you know, it's like, I felt like it was, everything was just so easy and it just felt right. So I was so sure about proposing to her that I've been wanting to propose to her from May, but since we were stuck at home because of COVID, I wanted to do it in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the first time we could travel, we went to Dubai and I proposed to her there.
Wonderful. So, like, did this whole famous thingy, like you being so popular, that ever came into your relationship? Or, like, did you ever thought about it? Like, me being famous and combinations of that into a relationship. Did that ever cross your mind?
See, I think that on a subconscious level, sure. Like, you are aware that people are looking up to you and mm-hmm. you are aware that, you know, you're popular and you are aware that, you know, people know you.
Right.
But as far as consciously, how much of I can control it, I try not to mess with my life. I want to live a life where I can connect with other human beings. And I feel like if I put this whole fame thing too much on a pedestal, I won't be able to do that. Like, for me, I treat everybody around me like how I treated them 10 years ago. I don't think that has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I hope it hasn't changed. At least in my mind, I think that's true. I'll have to reconfirm all this with the people around me. But of course, on a subconscious level, you are aware that people know you and people are listening to your music and you have fans and all those things are aware of, and you can't not be aware of those things. But I don't think I have let it affect me to the point that I've changed the way I deal with people. I want to be able to talk to anyone, go anywhere. That's the goal.
True, very true. Because that can't twist and turn your head. The head should be on the shoulder. No, that's when the entire...
Through these everyday experiences is where we get our music from. The day we stop experiencing life, mm-hmm. we will stop making art. It's that simple.
Lovely. I'm going to hold on to this. This is really a very beautiful line that you said. The moment you start experiencing life, the moment you stop experiencing the craft and the beauty of music. True. And a very final question, like, when are you guys tying knots? Because tell us, everyone is so excited for that, you know, that perfect wedding picture, that big fag Indian wedding picture.
So Carla is not Indian, she's South African. So I don't know if there's going to be a big fat wedding picture from India. But I mean, we haven't really talked about it, about the date of the wedding. Because I think that we want to be with family, and her family is in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody can travel right now. So as soon as COVID kind of comes somewhere close to completion,
right,
we will start planning then. Because I think maybe March, April next year, we'll have some idea.
Sure.
But definitely not before that. Yeah.
Sure. So till that time, the audience and all your fan groups and the fan people will be hold on to your Instagram account for some sort of instruction and some sort of, like, you know, sneak a peek.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could hold a wedding where I can call all my fans, but unfortunately that won't be possible. But I think that I definitely would like to have a big wedding in India. And whenever it's possible to do that, it's not responsible to do that right now. But whenever it's possible to do that, I'll look into it and I'll definitely tell everybody what's happening and I'll keep everybody updated.
Sure, definitely. I'll step in. Sure. All right. So Arjun, thank you so much for your wonderful time. And we got to know that, you know, the beautiful things that you said, like 30 is the new 20. And for art to be created, you need to find the beauty. I think everything sort of touched my heart and definitely the heart of the audience. So thank you so much for being on House of Joe season 2. Lots of well wishes with your new release and also with your love life. May God bless you and all good things may happen in your life.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ankur.
Thank you so much, Arjun. Thank you so much for being on House of Joe. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
So wonderful audience out there. It was a great, interesting episode wherein we spoke about Arjun's new release, Vaada Hai. And again, we spoke about his love interest. There's so much. Arjun has given me a different perspective to look at this art and craft and this music industry. So stay tuned and like do go and watch the entire episode. Like do go and hear out the entire episode of Arjun Kanungo and stay tuned to House of Joe season 2, your unbounded dose of Joe in association with Pan Out Media. And don't forget to subscribe, like, share and comment. At times there is no subscribe ka option, so that time you can at least share it out with your friends. If there is an option, do subscribe. If there is an option, do comment and do let me know how to find it. You can connect with me on Ugarat Beyond at Twitter and Instagram as well. Thank you so much. Stay tuned to House of Joe season 2.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।